In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is the page 8, volume 30, 1932. And when we, this is the triune God, have the great glory of forming this kingdom inside one creature alone, she, and this is Louisa, will be like sun, such that everyone will have the right to enjoy and possess its light. So here is 15 years later, when Louisa dies, this is what happens. So here Jesus is talking to her in 1932, and he's saying, we want this great glory of forming the kingdom of God inside one creature alone. And that hasn't happened yet. So in 1938, the books were taken away. And then from 1938 to 1947, Louisa basically lived. She was not in the orphanage anymore. She did not have really any influence on anybody because basically the church condemned her writings. And it's interesting, the house that she lived in was the old rectory of the St. Cataldo Church. And it was owned by Father Calvi. And he was the one, God is so funny. He was the one who retranslated the Hours of the Passion and the Virgin Mary, crossing out pages and adding situations, saying this is what she means. And that was the book, those were the two books that were condemned by the church. And Louisa didn't ever wrote them. It was her spiritual director that rewrote what she had done. And she says the church condemns these. And she says, I condemn these writings because these are not the words of Jesus. And then she's condemned. She's kicked out of the orphanage. And she moves basically to where she lived for the first 40 years writing, if you want to say, and that was on the street over from where the association is, and that's where she died. And I remember being there, and Father Bucci being in the room where Louisa died, and it was pointed out, this is where Louisa's bed was, this is where Louisa died. Now here is probably the holiest place on earth, because as Jesus said, when we have the great glory of forming the kingdom of God inside Louisa alone, she shall be like a son. So here's this room where the kingdom of God is inside one creature alone, and she's like the sun. And then everybody in the world, past, present, and future, will have the right to enjoy and possess this divine light. And so we're in the room, and the television is on, and a guy is sitting in this chair smoking a cigarette watching television right where Louisa died. And I'm going, you know, someday this will be a beautiful shrine, but right now nobody knows anything about it. And here's a man who's, you know, smoking a cigarette, watching television, in the place where Jesus is talking here. The great glory of the triune God forming inside Louisa alone, Louisa the Son, and this is what the Vatican, the book from the Vatican, Louisa, the Son of my divine will, is Louisa Picaretta. This is what the Vatican has shown. Such that everyone will then have the divine right to enjoy and possess Louisa, the light of Louisa. So this is the thing that's so amazing. Here, this is 15 years earlier, and Jesus is predicting that Louisa is going to possess this. She's still living in the orphanage at this time. They asked her how long you'll be here. She said 10 years, and it was 10 years to the day. This is Louisa, shining like the sun. And now we have this right, this divine right, to enjoy and possess this light of the true light of Jesus, the true light of Mary, the light of Jesus on Mount Tabor, the light of Our Lady clothed with the sun of Guadalupe. We have this right to possess this light, to enter into this sun. So Jesus says, and more than sun, Louisa will then, again, 15 years later, will give to all creatures the right to possess a kingdom so holy. And we, Triune God, with infinite wisdom, shall abound with divine graces, divine lights, divine helps, with surprising means, so that these people who will know Louisa, they may let the kingdom of my divine will reign in their midst. Okay, so this is what's happening. Little by little, we're entering into this gift, little by little. It depends on, how we are reading, how we're studying, how we're putting this into practice. So to the kingdom of God now can reign in the midst of your family through you. If you're reading the volumes, if you're studying the volumes. Now, you have to remember, Jesus stopped speaking to Louisa, everything that she wrote, in 1938. And it was till 1947 that she wasn't perfected yet. She had to focus on these 36 volumes for the next 9 years, because Jesus told her, when you die, everything will be completed. Well, I will take you when everything is completed, he says to her. So that means that she had to study this, live this for the next 9 years, basically isolated in a room by herself. But again, people would come to visit her. She was just rejected. And when you think about that, St. Bernadette was rejected. St. John of the Cross was rejected. Most of the saints are rejected. And even Sister, Mary Ephraim, rejected by her community. This is something that all of us have to go through sooner or later. From our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners. We have to be despised, basically. Now, why? Because Jesus was despised. Our Lady was despised. They mocked Our Lady. You see it in Scripture when the Jesus said, your Father is not God, the Father. And they said, we're no illegitimate breed like you. They knew, Israel, Jerusalem was a small town. Nazareth was a small town. And they knew Mary was with child before she lived with Joseph. So Jesus was considered illegitimate. Mary was considered not a good woman. And so this, again, it's all misunderstanding. And that's what God wants. He wants us to be misunderstood. He wants us to be abandoned. He wants us to be spit upon. He wants us to be rejected. And why? Because he went through it. And if he has gone through it, then that's the same thing for us. So, what does Jesus say to her? More than a sun in the sky, Louisa, in 15 years, basically, and you think about it, Louisa died in 1947. When Jesus rose from the dead, 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. When Louisa died, 40 days later, Our Lady of Revelation appeared, telling the world through Bruno that time has now come to an end. So we have to understand, 72 years ago, Our Lady said, time has now come to an end. We have to understand that we are closer to that end of this era. It's not the end of the world, but the end of the era of Lucifer. So what happens when Louisa dies? More than sun, Louisa will give this gift of the divine will to all creatures, and it is the right to possess the kingdom of God that is so holy. And we, Triune God, with infinite wisdom, shall abound with divine graces, divine light, divine helps with surprising means, so that the souls who have basically the book of heaven, they may let the kingdom of my divine will reign in their midst. So we have something that the saints didn't have. The saints did not have the book of heaven. They did not have Louisa in the book of heaven. And the only way that the kingdom can reign in the midst of our family is if Jesus and Mary are there. That this is the life of Louisa. And so the more that we study this, the more that we enter into this gift, again, alone, go to your room, close the door and pray. We're focusing on the calendar this year, and it is so powerful that all of us are reading what Jesus is asking of us to read. And it's like looking at a house from eight different positions, eight different situations, front, back, sides, and on each corner of the house. Everybody sees something different, and there's no contradiction. Together, God is helping us understand how this kingdom that's found in Louisa affects each and every one of us to a greater or lesser degree, 30, 60, or 100-fold. So it's Jesus is filling us with this kingdom, this holiness, this infinite wisdom, with grace, light, helps, and surprising means for the people that are reading the book of heaven. Because Jesus says the majority of humanity, their human will is too strong for them to embrace this. So he says, will you do it for them? And again, that's basically what Moses did. Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites. Jesus stood in the breach for all of mankind. Our Lady stood with Jesus at the cross. This great suffering that Jesus and Mary went through. And now it is given to Louisa. And with Louisa, the kingdom of God is going to reign in us on earth as the saints possess it in heaven. So Jesus says, therefore, let me do this. Get out of the way. Jesus wants us to allow him to reign to such a degree that he is doing it. And a lot of times we think we're doing it. It's as St. Louis de Montfort says, in the final days there will be the greatest saints of the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. That's the divine will. To be the greatest in the history of the world and the church, we're not great, but what is being given to us, as Jesus says, is forming the kingdom of God inside Louisa, who will be like a new sun. And that's what St. Padre Pio said. Louisa is a second sun that will give light and life to everyone and everything. And we now have the right to enjoy and possess this light more than sun, Jesus says, that Louisa possesses. It's to begin to enter into the new era. And what does that mean? It means no more sickness, no more sadness, no more sorrow, no more suffering, no more death. That's what's coming. It's the kingdom that's coming. And we have to understand that God has planned that we be alive at this time so that he can give this to all the world. So therefore, he says, I'm waiting for the souls who must live in the divine will. Those are the souls who are living one with Louisa. So he says, therefore, let me do this. And when it is your Jesus that has told you this, that's enough. It is as though already done. That's the amazing thing. In the divine will, as you read it, you possess it. It's completed. And again, how much do you possess? Again, it depends on how much you have studied this, and 30, 60, or 100-fold. Louisa possessed it 100%, and God gives us that opportunity, but he will not stand in our way. If we want what God has given to us, then it's going to happen. If we don't want what God is giving to us, again, we only get it partially. I mean, this is forever. I mean, God is giving us an opportunity to enter into the sun, S-U-N, of God, this divine light. The saints, Jesus said, will surround the sun like a halo, but they will not enter into it. They were doing the will of God, But to live in the will of God is to enter into this light, enter into this sun that Louisa possesses. She's the first human that possesses this more than Adam, because Jesus said, if Adam hadn't have sinned, he would have taught him the book of heaven. Then Adam would have given this to his children. But because he failed, Jesus says, I give it to you, Louisa. Why? So that you will give it to the man. Who's the man? The Pope. And then he will open up the door of the kingdom. He has the keys to the kingdom, and everyone will enter. There'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Everything is perfectly planned by God. And all that he asks of us to do is that we get out of the way. Let me do this, he says. And when it is your Jesus that has said this to you, that's enough. It is although already done. And that's the wonderful thing about the divine will. If you try to figure it out, you're St. Augustine, you know, trying to put, finding that little boy, trying to put the ocean into the sand. It can't work. When the angel said that to St. Augustine, you know, you're trying to figure out the Holy Trinity. It's as difficult as that little boy trying to put the ocean into that little hole that he dug on the beach. It's to enter into this gift with a fiat. See, the fiat is letting God do this. It's snowing out, fiat. It's raining out, it's fiat. It's hot out, fiat. It's cold out, it's fiat. Everything has to be a fiat. And to enter into this fiat is what God is asking of us. And that's why he says, if I've told you this, what you're reading in the book of heaven, it's enough. It's already done. And you can enter into this as much as you want or as little as you want. So what the Lord is waiting for, he's waiting for us to get out of the way so that he can do this. So when you take a deep breath, Jesus, breathe in my breathing. It's Jesus that's breathing. Believe it. Jesus, walk in my walking. It's Jesus walking. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. I want you to see what I am seeing. And I want you to enjoy this gaze. And then it's a divine gaze. God is doing it. All evils, all creatures together have no power, no right over our most holy divine will. Nor can they prevent a single act of our divine will wanted by decrees of our divine wisdom. So here, God is going to do this. And either we are docile and surrendered and submissive to his will, giving our fiat to every situation, or that would be 100%, or we say no, and God just, we get what we deserve, 30%, 10%, 5%. So again, he says, all evils and all creatures together have no power, no right over our holy divine will that God has given to Louisa, so that everyone will be able to possess this gift. Nor can they prevent a single act of our divine will wanted by decrees of our divine wisdom. God, in his divine wisdom, has planned for Louisa. He knew that Adam was going to sin. He knew that Adam was going to fail. He knew he had to come to earth and die for us in our place. He knew he had to shed every drop of his blood. He knew his mother would have seven swords of sorrow pierce her heart. He knew this. And he also knew that Louisa would be the only one at this point who would possess this gift, the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will. And so this is God's divine wisdom, his decrees, and he says, and no one can stop this. So since that is true, we have to be like Louisa, reading, studying, and putting this into practice. We have to make the divine will our everything. That means that, I was talking to a lady, she received the divine will, I think, in the early 90s, mid-90s, and she's still filling it with good things and holy things and saintly things. And I would say some things. She says, where are you getting that? I said, it's in the volumes. You said you read these. Well, it's in the volumes. And then I'd say something else. She says, where are you getting this? I said, it's everything I'm saying is from the volumes. And here, this other lady, she said, what should I read for Lent? And I said, and she got him in early 90s. And I said, well, how far have you read all the volumes? She says, I'm up to volume 10. And she's talking to bishops and priests about the divine will, and she's only read to volume 10 since 1990? I mean, there's something wrong. If this is the gift of gifts, if this is the prodigy of prodigies, if God's great glory is forming the kingdom of God inside Louisa alone, and God wants us now to possess what she possesses, our whole focus should be this. Saintly things, good things, and holy things are nice. But Our Lady said, many are doing good things, few are doing the essential. Our essential duty, I think, is to read, to study, and put this into practice. That's why we're focused on the calendar this year. All of us together will read all 36 volumes in 1 year. Do you know what that will do to the world? Do you know what that will bring about? If we're all reading every day the same thing, just like liturgy throughout the church, everybody's reading the same thing, listening to the same gospel. With this gift of the divine will, can you imagine the great glory that's coming to the world because of us reading? Again, Jesus said each word that he speaks is a divine life that's infinite. And the more that you read, the more you will begin to possess. So again, this is God's divine decree. This is God's divine wisdom. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us to read this, to study this, to put this into practice. So you go to Louisa. Always go to Louisa. And you ask her to help you. She's the only human born of original sin that has this gift. Jesus has it, of course, as the Son of God. Mary has it, of course, as the Mother of God, Theotokos. But the only human who has been given this gift and whose mission is to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven is Louisa. And it's Jesus and Mary did their role. What was that? To redeem mankind, and Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. And now they found a newborn. And this newborn possesses this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. And we go to her to receive it. Volume 30, 1:17, 1932. Each manifestation, each word that I, God, speak is a fortress that I, God, place around the weakness of the human will. Do you see what God is doing? Every word that you read, Now think about this. If all of us are reading the calendar every day, each manifestation, there's promises in every single day. There's beautiful promises of Jesus. Like today, Jesus shows how to be a victim and the importance of victimhood. Jesus says, you will be no longer speaking. I will be speaking in you. You will be no longer doing anything. I will be doing this. That's the victimhood. We allow God to reign. Okay, that's today's reading. Each manifestation, each word that I, God, speak is a divine fortress that I, God, have placed around the weakness of the human will. The human will is so horrible that we have to say to Jesus, I do not want to live in my human will any longer. I'm using my free will to choose to live in the divine will. I don't want to live in my human will. What's the human will? It's every time you go to confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. That's the human will. And Jesus says, it's putrid. And he says, I don't want that any longer. He says, I want you to live in my holy divine will, where there's peace, joy, and happiness. So he says, each manifestation is a food, a divine, this is the first bread that God has prepared. It is a bait. He's going to catch us. It is a taste. It is a light to make them reacquire the lost sight. See, he said very clearly that he wants us to see again, to hear again. Okay, he said, "I made the senses for God." Okay, so we're going to see God, and as Catholics, we do see God in the Blessed Sacrament. That is Jesus Christ. That what looks like bread and tastes like bread is Jesus Christ. We hear God when the gospel is read. We hear Jesus speaking to us. With incense, we smell the heavenly aroma, the prayers. We smell the prayers going to heaven. We taste God when we receive Holy Eucharist. We touch God, as Jesus says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. This we have to understand. God's changing our humanity. He's divinizing our humanity, and that's why he says it's a food, the first bread that I God prepared. It is a bait. It is a taste. It is a light to make us reacquire the lost sight. We will see God and live. Remember, Jesus is the Word of God. Okay, Mary, he is flesh of her flesh, bone of her bone, blood of her blood. When you receive Holy Communion, you also receive the Blessed Mother. It's of her that Jesus has this flesh and this blood. You know, we say, do we have a relic of Our Lady? Well, when we receive Holy Communion, we have that beauty, that wonder of receiving Jesus and Mary. Jesus, his voice was like her voice. And the people that hear Mary's voice, it's very beautiful. And the Holy Spirit, Our Lady said to this one man, the Holy Spirit is the gaze of the Father. The Holy Spirit, Jesus says to Louisa in Volume 17, May 4th, 1925, she says, Jesus says that you will receive the secrets and the treasures of the Holy Spirit. You represent, you are the reflection of the Holy Spirit on earth. So this gaze, this sight, is to see God. It's to see God and live. And this is what's coming. It's a whole new beginning for mankind. As Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening, this is what's going to happen with us to a greater degree than Adam. This is what God has planned. Therefore, be attentive. And that means for us to read this, to study this, to put this into practice. Do not lose anything of what my holy divine will has manifested to you, Louisa. And it's the same thing once. He says, be attentive, read. Don't lose anything of what my holy divine will manifested to Louisa and now to you. He really wants us to focus on this gift. Now, again, there are many, many books out there. There's many, many things to pray. I would say that if we're not focused on the divine will, we're really spinning our tires in mud. What's coming is so horrific that the only way to get through it is with this gift of the divine will. That's why God saved this for the last. The prayers of the saints are not powerful enough to overcome what's coming. So what does Jesus? What does Our Lady say? What does Jesus say to Louisa? We'll teach you new and powerful prayers. And that's the command prayer. That's the whole echo book. When you learned how to pray the way Jesus and Mary taught Louisa, the devils flee from it. See, Jesus said to Louisa that he has to release all the demons because that's what people want. I mean, just think of, you know, Halloween. The main character that people wanted to dress up as were living dead. Those are demons. People want that. God has to give that to him. And so he's looking at us and he's saying, I want you to receive this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies that the demons flee from. He says to Louisa in Volume 15, my mother crushes the head, but you, Louisa, will put the final kaput on his head. He knows that two women are going to do this, not just one. And he knows his time is coming to an end very quickly. So it says very clearly, be attentive. do not lose a word of the divine will that I have manifested to Louisa. And again, this has to become our focus. Because in due time, everything shall be needed, and nothing shall go lost. Everything will be needed because of what's coming. You think Sodom and Gomorrah was bad? You think killing children after they're born is bad? You have to understand, God is not going to put up with that. He will wipe people out who want this, who want to kill his little innocent ones, who want to live lives that are so offensive to God. He's given us the time to change, but as he says, when I return, will I find any faith on the earth? And in the Greek, the answer is no, there will be no faith. Now think about it. God is saying to us, the Holy Eucharist, well, the saints tell us this, the Holy Eucharist will be gone. Well, if the Holy Eucharist is gone, how do we survive? Well, Jesus already told Louisa. He says, there will be a time when you will not receive the Holy Eucharist. And she lamented, and he said, what's greater, to receive me in a mystical way for 15 minutes until the host dissolves, a real but mystical way, or a real way, he says, that is perennial, will never end. And he says to Louisa, I want you to begin to live this life, this resurrected life now. He says true resurrection is before you die, to live this abundant life. That's what God is waiting for. So he says to us, in due time, you are going to need everything. So let nothing go lost. Don't lose a word of what Jesus is saying. This is why collectively, like looking at a house surrounding the house, each person sees something different. But collectively, as we read the calendar, God is teaching us. God is helping us learn. And I will not have to ask you. You will not have to ask me. Why? Because God is working. And collectively, we will understand what it means to live in the divine will, if we have learned what it is. If we have studied, study the side of the house that you're on, that God has given you. Use the book of heaven as much as you can, learning it, studying it, in the way that God has given you to do it. And what God is going to do is nothing will go to loss, nothing will shall go lost, he says, because in due time everything shall be needed. So together, as the little children of the Holy Divine Will, it's the power of God reigning in us. So he says, do you think it does not take into account even just one word of what it says? The divine will, I mean, God has spoken, and this is why it's so great. As you read it and reread it and read it and reread it, God has expanded your capacity to understand more. Do you think the divine will does not take into account even just one word of what the divine will says? See, this is what's so beautiful. As you read this, as you go to your room, close the door and pray, as you read the book of heaven, everything changes for you. And I feel sorry for the souls who have the book of heaven, but they leave it on their desk collecting dust. I feel sorry for them. Because God's going to say at the end, I gave you this. You said you wanted it. I gave it to you. Yet you didn't use it. You don't even have 10%. You don't even have 1% of what I want for you. Again, what God is asking of us to do, he's asked no saint to do. He's asked us to link ourselves to Louisa, to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which Louisa possesses. And the way and the how this is going to reign in you is found in the book of heaven. So he says very clearly, do you think the divine will does not take into account just even one word of what the divine will says? It counts everything. It loses nothing. Again, this is divine. God is asking us, When the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice, may we share in the divinity. This is what God is asking us. Do you want to share in the divinity? Do you want to become divinized? That's what he's asking. And if you're in your soul, it has formed its cathedra. This is talking to Louisa. In order to deposit the divine truths. However, the primary cathedra, it keeps reserved within itself as the greatest treasure that belongs to the divine will in such a way that if you lose any word or any manifestation that belongs to the divine will through this book of heaven, it already keeps the original within itself, because what regards my most holy divine will is of infinite value, and the infinity cannot disperse, nor is it subject to dispersing. On the contrary, it is jealous. It preserves its truths in the divine archives. So here Jesus is sharing with us Louisa. We have Our Lady as the seat of wisdom. Louisa is the seat of the divine will. He says the center of the divine will is found in Louisa, a human. Mary possesses it, but she's the mother of God. She's Theotokos. Nobody can compare to the Blessed Mother. Jesus possesses it. He's the Son of God. But the one who has the cathedra of this center of the divine will of Jesus and Mary is Louisa. Do you see what God's doing? He wants us to share in his divinity. He wants us to be divinized. That's the whole reason for, and that's why he created Adam. He breathed into dust God's image and likeness. And through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now, with this gift of gifts, with this prodigy of prodigies, we enter into God's likeness. And that means to do what God does. He's asking us, are you willing to be divinized? And so he's offering this to us, that which he didn't offer to the saints. This is why St. Louis de Montfort says they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done. God is doing this. And we are the worst. We are the most insignificant. Yet God is saying to us, I want you, I predestine you to receive this gift. I predestine you to live at this time of Louisa. I predestine you to have the book of heaven. I mean, how many times have you tried to give the book of heaven to your friends, your neighbors, your relatives? Nobody wants it. And if they look at it, they just look at you like, you know, disgusted. You know, what's wrong with you? I don't need this. I don't want this. So God is looking at us and he's saying, the kingdom is coming. The third era is going to happen. Time of sanctification is going to occur. I'm going to fill you with as much or as little as you want. And our job would be saying fiat continuously. This fiat is necessary to receive this gift. So what does he say? I mean, just think about this. He says, it counts everything and loses nothing. And if in your soul, Louisa Picaretta, the divine will is formed as cathedra, she is the chair that has this. She is the one who possesses this gift. My name isn't there. Her name is there. And he's saying to us, do you want to go to the cathedra? Do you want to go to this chair to receive this knowledge, these truths? Do you want this? He says, I can give it to you, God says. I've created you to live at this time to give this to you. In order to deposit its truths found in Louisa, in us. And then he says, the primary cathedra keeps the reserve within itself, the greatest treasure that belongs to the divine will, in such a way that if you lose any word or any manifestation that belongs to this divine will, it already keeps the original within itself, because what regards my divine will is of infinite value. This is divine. It's infinite. Every word that Jesus speaks is infinite. So God is looking at us and he's saying very clearly, I want you to possess this gift. I want you to have this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. I want you to be linked to Louisa. He says, don't sever the umbilical cord to the womb of Louisa. He says, all your nourishment, all your strength of this first bread is going to come from Louisa. And so, you know, I just listened to this one man who's talking about the divine will, and he talked about the divine will for hours. Not one mention of Louisa. Do you think he has any idea of what the divine will is? He thinks it's his. It's not. It's Louisa's. Louisa is the one who possesses this. And we go to Louisa. Again, if you're not praying to Louisa, if you're not using those relic cards for healing, there's something wrong. She is the one who possesses this gift. She is the one. And Jesus says, what regards my divine will is of infinite value, and the infinite cannot disperse. It's not going to just disappear. It's not going to dissolve. Yeah, this is infinite. This is of God. God breathed into the dust his image and likeness. What came out of the dust was God's image and likeness. And Adam fell. And so he waited 4,000 years to redeem mankind, and now 2,000 years to finally have the newborn, the firstborn, Louisa Picaretta. Our job is to read. Our job is to study. And if we're focused on the calendar this year, great things are coming. If let me just put it this way. If, like they hinted at, Louisa could be beatified this year, this will speed it up quickly. This will speed it up very quickly. If we're all focused, reading together each day. Like, why is this day so important? Read in the calendar why this day is so important. What does Jesus say about this day? I mean, as you read this, what happens is God is explaining to you why you are alive this day. And next year at this time, if we're still here, what will happen is God will say, now I'm going to show you even more. He will have expanded our capacity with this infinite. Each word is infinite. With this divine life, this divine light, this divine love that comes from each word that Jesus speaks. We will understand and at the same time, one with Louisa, bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. See, these truths, this is why your family can't be the same anymore. If you are there with Jesus and Mary through Louisa, your family is peaceful, joyful, and happy. It can't remain the same. It can't remain human. It's got to enter into the divine. And that's why Jesus says, I want the divine will to reign in the midst of creatures. It's going to start with your family. Then it's going to end, and it's going to begin with your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, your nation, the world. It's going to happen very quickly. Why? Because we're learning how to live heaven on earth. And that's going to force the dragon, the demon, the serpent to escape. Because he is not allowed into heaven. He's not allowed. He's been banished from heaven. And our job is to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So, what regards my divine will is of infinite value, and the infinite cannot be dispersed, nor is it subject to dispersing. On the contrary, God is a jealous God. The divine will is jealous. It preserves its truths in the divine archives. And again, our God has allowed us to live at this time. He has chosen us to live at this time. He has given us the Book of Heaven. He has given us Louisa Picaretta. Because the prodigy of prodigies is Louisa Picaretta and the divine will. They can't be separated. That's the prodigy of prodigies. So what Jesus is asking of us is to focus on these truths. To focus on this life. To focus on the infinite, to focus on heaven. And again, as you read, you'll be more peaceful, joyful, and happy. And then what happens is your family becomes more peaceful, joyful, and happy. See, God is going to do this. And we get in the way most of the time. Our human will is, Jesus says, is the worst thing for us. And we've got to want to leave our human will to enter into the divine will. We've got to want to live the life that God gave to Louisa. This is what God's waiting for. So he's waiting for us to give our fiat in all situations. He's waiting for us to truly allow him to be the Lord of our life. And not just to be have a personal relationship with Jesus. It has to be an intimate relationship with God, where you walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening as Adam did. This is what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to give our fiat so that the kingdom can be established. He's waiting for us to be linked to Louisa so the kingdom, this is a divine decree, be established on earth as it is in heaven. He's chosen us to be alive at this time. We better cooperate, you know, because he says, you know, I'll give you as much as you want or as little as you want. We should want everything that Jesus taught Louisa. We should want to know every truth. We should want to love God as Louisa loved God. We should want to know God as Louisa knew God. I mean, this is very, very important that we really begin to live this abundant life. We got a Lent. We got Lent that we're going through. So focus on this great gift of the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.